This is a public service announcement brought to you, in part, by liquor. This podcast is produced by belligerent, drunken pricks. As a result, there may or may not be spoilers contained within. We will try, dear listener, to warn you that a spoiler is incoming, though we cannot promise. We're drunk, goddammit, so consider this your first and final warning. Furthermore, we would like to take the time to point out there will be a fair fucking amount of coarse fucking language.
My beard, it's quite impressive. It's sending you a message. I'm gonna make your hairy dreams come true. My beard, you know you want it. Now, baby, it's time to get on it. Girl, don't be afraid, cause I am bringing my beard to you.
G'day and welcome to the Drunk Abysman podcast. I'm your host, Drunkle Dan, and joining me as always, the humanics to my weird fucked up alien life form thing, it's...
JD.
It's fucking been happening, bruh.
A fucking lot, bro. Been sick for the last 2 weeks.
No, I know. That's just why I had to do it solo last week.
Yeah.
Poor people.
Stupid fucking viral shite.
Hey, fuck yeah.
But yeah, no, it's been a busy week. I've fucking... been working heaps last week and went to a wedding over the weekend.
Yeah, nice.
Unfortunately, I had all of one drink.
Oh, what the fuck? You're letting us down, bro.
Consolation prize, I got sunburnt and have a glass of 10.
Meanwhile, I did. I got my handyman on.
Did ya?
Yeah, I was fixing fucking...
Did you get handy yourself?
No, actually. I was fixing fucking holes in walls and doors and fucking doing yard work and lawn and set the pool up.
Nice.
Yeah, oh yeah. And of course, the best way to end that is to put your brother-in-law into the fucking shower and he said, just a wee bit too much to fucking drink.
Yeah.
Poor dude.
Poor fella.
Poor dude. But then again, it's not easy having a sister like mine either, so.
Yeah.
So, fuck it. We may as well jump in. It's time for a booze review. A booze review. So, this week, man, I've got a bit of 42 Below.
Nice.
Now, it is something that has turned up in the Hall of Beards from time to time to time to time, but I only just realised we haven't actually reviewed it on the podcast actual yet.
See, I thought we did right at the very start, but no.
Yeah, well, so did I, but apparently I was wrong, because this is where I got the rather handy little fucking...
Cooler bag?
Cooler bag that I fucking like to carry around like a fucking... Yeah, no, I won't finish
like
that.
Like a Nancy?
like a Nancy. Except it's hard, bro, it's hard. So, 42 Below was launched in 1998 in New Zealand, of all fucking places, and it was, in fact, the fastest-growing New Zealand company in 2005. How's that? Fastest-growing company in New Zealand completely. Every fucking business. It was the fastest. So, it went public in 1993 and was eventually brought out by Bacardi for $138 million in 2006. So that's not too bad.
That's not too shabby for, like, a fucking... How old was it?
Not that long.
8 years old?
Yeah, about that. Yeah, 8 years fucking old. Yeah. So it's not too bad at all, man. But there is a fucking reason for that too, so... Now, the name 42 Below is actually a reference to... And how's this for layers upon layers, right? Because it's produced along the 42nd parallel.
The what?
The 42nd parallel. You know, longitude and latitude.
Oh, yeah.
So it's produced on the 42nd parallel. And one of their gimmicks was they used to also bottle it at 42%. Or 84 proof. They ended up lowering it to 40% to avoid, you know, sort of higher importation taxes and shit like that, sort of letting it better compete with the bigger brands, so...
Which I disagree with, but...
Well, it's smart from a business point of view, but...
It's a lot cheaper from a business point of view, but to compete against...
Yeah.
The big boys, so to speak.
So to speak, yeah. But, I mean, when Bacardi brought it out, they didn't fuck about it. They released it sort of internationally, sort of... straight away. I think it made its debut in the US in 2006 also. So, look, man, it's a rather nice fucking bottle, I've got to say. I am a fan of the fucking bottle itself. You know, the tall, thin, rather fucking understated sort of fucking labelling.
There's a lot of fucking vodka bottles that are doing that nowadays, eh?
Yeah, well, there are, in fact. There are, sort of, especially when you're sitting next to the regular drinker. Well, the regular drinker this week of Palakov, which just looks like a fat fucking missile sitting next to it. But, yeah, now look, man, I really am a fan of this fucking vodka. It is a rather fucking smooth fucking vodka. Without, it's got a hint of fucking ethanol, but it's got that, almost like that corn fucking vodka that you get. It's got a slight fucking tang to it.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
I know you're not the biggest fan, and you probably disagree with me here.
What?
But it reminds me of that Snow Queen.
Actually, no, you're not wrong there. I got to agree with you. It does have that slightly weird fucking smell to it.
That, yeah, real fucking grainy kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
Burnt grain.
But fortunately, that's about the only parallel it draws with fucking Snow Queen. So,
aside from the fact that they're both vodka.
Well, yeah, you know, yeah. So, you know, let's get this rather clingy fucking contraption down the fucking lips.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, yeah, baby. What are your thoughts, bro?
I don't know. It's nice.
It is, isn't it? It's not too fucking bad.
It's a nice little burn on it.
It is, but it's more of a mouth burn than a fucking
throat
burn.
Yeah, it's
not
a throat burn. You can still feel it go down, but it's not...
It's not rancid.
Burn.
Yeah, really? Yeah, it doesn't go down like petrol.
No, it's warm going down.
Yeah, it is. That's what I was trying to say. It is. Good for them cold Kiwi nights, I suppose, when you're out.
Yeah, I guess so.
When you're out looking for sheep, so... Oh! Regional joke. So, What do you rate it, dude? It is about $45 a bottle, I should point out.
And it is 80 proof, or 40%.
It is 40%, yep, which is gives us a step up on a fucking fair few vodkas we get here at least.
Yeah,
so.
Get fucking... Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to give this one an A-.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it like a solid it. A. What drags it down for you?
I don't know.
Today, just not feeling it enough.
Yeah. See, I'm starting to get a bit of a decent palate now, and having had better ones and worse ones,
yeah,
I'm
some
starting
very
to get
nice them. Vodkas. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I'm just gonna give that one a solid A-.
Okay.
Nothing really drags it down. Nothing really brings it up.
Just a general vibe of the thing, so to speak. Look, man, I really do enjoy it. I think for the price, you get what you pay for.
Mm.
And in fact, there are a couple other vodkas out there for around the same price that, yeah, there are some better, there are some worse, but I quite enjoy it. It's, and like I said, this isn't the first bottle I've bought. It's not going to be the last bottle I'm going to buy. That's for damn sure. Mm. The only pity is I can't get it in town here. I've got to make the trek if I want to buy a bottle. So
you got to leg it a good 45 minutes.
Yeah. So that's our booze review for this week. Only the one this week. I think we're going to have to dial back because we're starting to drink our fucking bottle shops out of new and interesting shit. So,
but yes.
In lieu of that, you've got a bit of booze news to talk to.
I got some booze news. Turns out that drinking is good for you. Let me rephrase. Drinking is good for life longevity.
Dead bucket straight it is.
There's been a recent study in Texas, I do believe, by a psychologist by the name of Charles Holohan at the University of Texas.
What was that name again?
Charles Holohan. he did a 20-year long study.
Nice.
With individuals ranging from 55 to 65. Of the 1,824 participants, only 41% of the moderate drinkers died.
Yeah.
Now, this is probably really isn't for the faint of heart nor the judgmental, this article. Just to throw it out there. But a whopping 69% of the non-drinkers passed away early. And of the heavy drinkers, there was only 60%.
Basically,
if you moderate your booze, you will live longer. And that is proven, goddammit.
Well, I'm a little bit leery of this fucking study. Oh, where can the good folk find it if they want to read it for themselves?
Yeah, head over to boozenews.com and I think it's one of the front page headlines.
Okay, cool. The reason I'm a little bit leery of this particular study is at, what is it, 1824?
Yep.
Isn't a real ultra big fucking sample size?
Well,
I mean, it's decent, but for something like this.
See, you got to take in the variables too. Like, you took in the socioeconomic status the level of physicality and physical activity.
Yeah, so that sort of shit. That's why I'd like to actually.
I'm not 100% on sure on the rest of them, whether he did like location or continent.
Medical histories.
Medical history. I'd assume they took into medical history.
Yeah, it's something I definitely want to read the full article before I sort of I fucking throw my official Drunkle Dan approval behind. But hey, look, any good news for booze is damn fine in my opinion.
In the what?
And there was a bit of a fucking catastrophe.
There was. I don't know, I think it might have been 2 weeks ago. There was sorry for the fucking dirty pronunciation. Paso Robles?
Maybe? Paso Robles, mate.
Over in America, had a 6.6 earthquake.
Oh, dang.
And one of the wineries there, the Wild Horse Winery, pretty well their whole fucking stacks just fell over. Hey,
sucker.
This poor bitch, I don't think it says her name. She was driving a forklift around. And yeah, they started shaking and shit and it fell on her.
Oh, that's like, fucked. Oh,
heaps and heaps of these fucking 600-pound barrels, right?
No, no, you showed me the photo. That's fucked.
Poor bitch was stuck under there for an hour.
Oh, no, surrounded by broken barrels of wine. Oh, dear.
Well, she didn't die. It's a good thing. 600 fucking pound.
Yeah, well, what's that?
The forklift probably fucking save her.
The forklift would have. It's what they're designed to do. Yeah. That's why you got cages and shit around them, so they don't, you know, fucking kill you dead when shit falls on you.
Yeah. But so, fortunately enough, they... Everyone at the Wild Horse Winery escaped death.
Well, that's a good
thing. Not sure about injury, but death.
Well, any day you don't die is a good day.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, fuck. And is there going to be any repercussions from this? Because, I mean, for an earthquake to fucking knock that many barrels over, there's got to be...
I'm not 100% sure on the repercussions. I don't think it's going to be that bad. But yeah.
Hey, cool. Cool.
And, Old Diageo is trying to put a little bit of tech in their booze efforts.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they trying to do?
From reading it, it sounds like a competition of sorts. There's they're trying to put together 8 pilot technology schemes in the first year of this whole thing that they're doing.
This effort they're rolling out.
Yeah. That are to try and boost sales and whatnot. And each winning pilot gets like a budget of $100,000.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
All right.
So they're looking at stuff to, what was it? Stuff to help you with, like, fuck. Fucking read it before, too.
I'll tell you what, though. Here's a little factoid for you. Every Scotch brand that Diageo owns, all the malt comes from one fucking malting factory over in Scotland.
Does it?
All of it, yeah. Actually, I think it's 80 or 90% of all malt in Scotland comes from this one fucking malting place, which is something they instituted when they brought the fucking malt factory and the distillery next to it.
Yeah, yeah.
I read that in Proof, The Science of Booze by Adam Rogers. If you want to go check that book out, fucking do it.
Do it.
It's full of fun little factoids like that.
Yeah, no, they're looking at stuff like retail theft and even shit to do with your smartwatch and smartphones and shit.
Oh, yep.
And drinking... what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Irresponsible drinking, that's the one.
Okay, yep.
I had a mind blank. My bad. So yeah, they're fucking $100,000 for each friggin' scheme. That's pretty fucking good.
That is pretty
good. And that's
good.
Just the beginning, man. They're putting a lot more money and fucking time and effort into it, eh?
Yeah, nice. Although, I'll tell you what.
Not that they really need it, because they earn like $16 billion a year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but every penny helps, man. Every penny helps.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. How's this? When I was, I don't know, must be about 17. When I, you know, young and fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I walked into this bottle shop, right, because I knew the fella who worked there. He was an old boss of mine. So I'm sitting there chatting to him, and I'm fucking waiting for this dude to pick me up, right? And I had fucking $50 jammed down me fucking jocks because I was fucking waiting.
Yeah.
And I had no pockets. So anyway, old mate's fucked off into the cold room and I've seized the opportunity in my fucking stupid little drunk state and I've dacked a liter bottle of fucking Smirnoff.
Nice.
Right? So anyway, I've dacked this bottle. I'm fucking all proud of myself. I'm fucking chuffed. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. It'll keep me in piss for the next fucking couple of days. And I needed to spend the $50 about an hour later. Right? Mm. I've gone to pull it out of my jocks. it's gone.
Oh, no.
It's gone. So much fucking confusion later, I fucking realized what I must have done when I've decked the fucking bottle. I've fucking dropped the $50. So here I am thinking I've scored myself a fucking $60 bottle of fucking, a $40 bottle of fucking vodka, and I've just dropped $50 in the fucking store. Oh my God. Fuck, I felt so fucking stupid because he wouldn't have noticed.
No.
He just would have seen $50 on the store, and the cheeky cunt, when I went back and said, hey man, I think I dropped $50 here when I was here about an hour ago. He goes, nah. You want to check the cameras? I'm like, nah. We both just sort of nodded to each other and went our separate ways. Fuck, I felt so stupid, eh?
Oh, I would have been pissed.
Fucking I was. I was not a happy camper.
Poor Drunkle.
Oh, shit. The things you do when you're young and fucking stupid.
That's right. Haven't we all done those things?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Man.
What?
You saw that fucking Deadpool test footage that got leaked, what, about a month ago now?
Two months ago? Yeah.
Holy shit, that fucking worked. Whoever leaked it, right? Because I think I said at the time, fucking, that whoever leaked it must be trying to fucking drum up interest in a film.
Yeah.
You know, a film done right.
As you do when you leak that sort of shit.
Yeah, well, this would be the only reason why
you would. Or just to be a friggin' a-hole.
Well, it looks like it's fucking worked, man. This week, it's Fox has come out and said that they're going to make a fucking Deadpool movie.
Fucking oaf.
Fucking A. And one can only fucking assume that it's from the footage that was leaked, because it got a shitload of coverage.
Didn't it what?
And fucking, it was all good. You know, everybody was so excited because it stuck to the spirit of fucking Deadpool, man. Mm. Not only did they announce that they're going to make a Deadpool movie, they gave us a fucking release date of the fucking February 12th, 2016, which is fucking awesome.
Now, are they keeping Ryan? Did they say anything about Ryan Reynolds?
They haven't said that much, only that it's going to be directed by Tim Miller and the script's going to be by Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick, who did Zombieland.
Yep.
But, man, you've got to hope. You'd fucking hope so.
Well, given the fact that the test footage had him.
Yeah, and he fucking...
And he played Deadpool in the not-so-fantastic fucking X-Men Origins.
Yeah, but on that note, right, okay, Deadpool was great for the first 15 fucking minutes of that goddamn movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Until they, like, you know, sewed his mouth shut and turned him into this weird fuck-knuckle fucking, I don't know, computer-controlled zombie thing.
Yeah.
Who's it? He was fucking great, you know what I mean? Because
this movie's not going to have anything to do with the X-Men, is it?
No, God, I hope not. Well, I mean, tangentially, but as long as they keep to the test footage that they fucking made, which one would assume, oh, the test footage did really good, yeah, we'll make a movie, now let's go back to Wolverine Origins. No. Come on, man. No, you can't do it. You just can't do it, right? No. And one can only hate Ryan Reynolds, because that was his fucking character. Like, it is so far up his fucking alley, it's not funny.
The dude in real life can fucking talk the ears off a fucking donkey.
Oh, shit, yeah. And he's a funny motherfucker, too. Oh, yeah. Like, it would be great to see him in a superhero movie too. That fucking works. You know what I mean? Like, Green Lantern or Wolverine Origins bullshit. Well,
Green Lantern wasn't as bad as everyone thought for me. I liked it.
I didn't mind it. I wasn't really fucking overly fucking excited about it. Mm. Like, I was excited until I watched it, but it wasn't no Transformers 4, put it that way. God damn, that fucking movie. That came out this week on fucking Blu-ray and DVD, and my God, I burnt the fucking disc. God damn.
That's
it.
Terrible.
Yeah, well, I wasn't really fucking keen to watch it, but, like, the missus and the kids are all big Transformers fans.
I'm keen to watch it because it doesn't have Shia LaDouche in it.
Yeah, well, I found a Transformer. Fuck off. An hour before you see a fucking Transformer do something up and suck and die.
Don't spoil it.
That's not spoiling it. It's just telling you.
I've been sitting there for an hour just going, shit. Hurry up.
And then all of a sudden, for some random reason, Dinobots. Like, yeah, Dinobots, but what the fuck?
They explain it.
Not really, no. All of a sudden, Optimus Prime's got a Dinobot, and he's like, yeah! And I'm like, what the shit?
But it's Grimlock.
Yeah, well...
Fucking Grimlock.
Maybe a bit more explanation other than fucking, you know, the opening scene where they're fucking, there's Transformers on prehistoric Earth. Would be cool. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, what? What? What the fuck? And, like, I like Stanley Tucci, but my God, Jesus, kill me fucking now. God, Nah, that movie fucking, yeah, I did. I destroyed that disc. I couldn't finish it, man. I really couldn't finish it. I kept coming in and out after I gave up. And then when it was done, the missus fucking left halfway through it. Like, she walked out and she was doing her thing. the kids weren't really kind of watching. Like, they all ended up drawing and shit. So I just, when the movie was done, I just sort of took it and took it out the back and slowly melted it into the fucking pavement. And I'm done. Done.
What a waste of money.
I don't care. I'm more worried about the 3 hours of my life I won't get back.
There's for always going to be that time to get back. Just don't sleep.
No, fuck that. Oh, on the note of fucking movies that are concerning, fucking, it looks like Assassin's Creed's been pushed back, eh?
Mm. Yeah, you told me about this before.
Yeah, like, it was pretty much in the same fucking release that they announced,
Fantastic Four.
You know, Assassin's Creed, they moved fucking Fantastic Four around, and I'm trying to remember. They put Fantastic Four in the spot they reserved for Assassin's Creed, and they didn't release a date for Assassin's Creed. They just pushed it and then just... They've just said left whatever. It on the fucking shelf. They didn't really address it after that. So I don't know whether this is a good thing or a bad thing.
Maybe they're going to see how Unity and... what's the fucking other one that's coming out this year?
No, I don't know. Assassin's Creed, butt fuckers. Unite or some fucking thing. Like,
yeah, well, the two that's meant to be for fucking the warship time and shit.
Yeah, like, I mean, I like the concept. Same as games. Sales. The games never really work for me.
Mm.
I don't know why, because, like, I love the concept of the fucking story, and I love... Like, the mechanics of the games are cool and shit. It just never fucking really fucking sunk home.
Mm.
And I've given it a crack at a few of them. I even brought Assassin's Creed 3 a couple of weeks ago. I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe because it was on special. I'm not excited.
It's one last try, bro.
But I mean, like, they did announce, you know, the release date for Assassin's Creed before they had, like, a director or a writer or fucking anything. So, I mean, if it means they're actually going to fucking seriously work on it, fucking sign me up. But if they've just pulled it because it's you know, some Super Mario Brother fucking movie, well, yeah, you can fucking stay there. Sorry, Fassbender, but you and your huge dong can fucking stay there.
I don't want to know about his wang.
Apparently, it's a legendary wang. There's a movie. It's all over the place. I don't know. I don't know if I can watch it.
Is that Boogie Nights?
No, that's Marky Mark.
I know it's Marky Mark.
Marky Mark. I think I found a Transformer.
In my pants.
In my pants? I'm an inventor. I invent. With my massive dong.
I use it as a hammer.
And I had a hammer, I'd beat it off in a car. while we're on fucking video games, you bastard.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking,
I'll go
rub it in. Come on, rub it in.
Look, I'll get Destiny. On the not the PS4, the fucking 360. I love it. I'm in love.
I'm going to get it on the PS4.
Yeah, well, I'm getting on a PS4 too, because I just want the fucking white PS4.
Aye, it'll fit in good with the aesthetics of my lounge room.
It'll fuck you.
But anyway, continue, please.
Great fucking game.
Yeah?
I can't fucking praise it enough.
Well, I played the fucking beta, and the beta was fucking fantastic. Oh, yeah. It was a great fucking game.
The only thing that annoyed me was you get so far in the beta to the moon, and you get up to level 8. But then you've got to redo it all over again.
Yeah, so this kind
of
shat me.
I'm not the biggest fan of having to redo shit. Like, this is the first time I've ever done the beta, and it could be my own downfall for doing it.
Well, see, no. Because most betas, right, if you play through the beta, when it gets a full release, all the shit you've done with the beta fucking tends to stick.
No, I beg to differ.
Not all the time, but fucking enough times to make it fucking worth it. Because they'll just keep upgrading the beta because it's the test, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it happens more with your PC betas. It'll just switch over into the fucking alpha and off you sort of go.
Yeah, well, you get to keep your profile and all that, but you got to fucking...
So, I think that's the reason why I didn't end up fucking just sucking up and buying the standard version, because I knew I'd have to restart it. And if I'm going to have to fucking restart it, well, I may as well wait for the fucking PS4.
The only problem with waiting is... You're going to have to fucking start it when everyone else is full level.
Yeah, I know. But I've went through that with fucking Defiance.
Yeah, true.
Because it was like 18 months before I could get a copy of Defiance because it like sold really good and then everybody decided it was shit.
Yeah.
Because they're fucking stupid.
Oh, dude, this is so fucking close to Defiance. It is not funny.
Yeah, well, MMOs follow a fucking pretty stock standard fucking sort of route. And I mean, it is made by Bungie, which is cool. And I noticed what, as of last week, you know, what, a week after it was released, it was up to a million fucking hours have been played. Which is insane.
Isn't it?
Then what, it was some stupid number who played the fucking beta. It was like 3.9 million or some fucking thing.
Couldn't tell you who did that, but it wouldn't have been hard to get to fucking 3 point something million.
Yeah, that's fucking incredible. And, you know, like it's Bungie, man. So you know it's a quality fucking product.
Mm. And given the fact that they've been working on this for like 2 years.
Yeah, well, there were hints.
Their whole fucking company on it.
There were hints and nods to fucking Destiny in Halo 3 ODST. Yeah, no, I fucking...
Destiny's coming.
Yeah, Destiny's coming with the fucking symbol and shit.
Wasn't even
the
correct symbol.
In ODST. And fucking, yeah, they've seeded it throughout their fucking game. So, like, I mean, it has been a long fucking time in coming. So, I mean, the quality you'd expect from Bungie with that amount of fucking preparation, instead of releasing a patch to patch the patch that patched the other patch that was released to patch the problem.
Yeah.
So to speak, which is seems to be Treon fucking World's sort of mantra.
Niche.
Yeah. So
not even niche. It's annoying.
It is rather annoying. I fucking have to turn it on once a week just to fucking download the patches.
Well,
so
I haven't turned it on since
it.
I had Destiny.
Yeah, you're in for a long time.
And fucking kudos to them for, because some fucking missions you need at least 2 to 3 in your fire team, and you'll be playing through halfway through a mission.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you'll have someone catch up to you. And you'll play through the rest of the mission.
Yeah, actually, I
noticed...
Instead of
doing the whole fucking Halo thing where you do a storyline together from start to finish, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that was one thing I did like about fucking Defiance, especially, is it's the same sort of thing. Like,
yeah,
I was playing through one fucking mission one night, not long after I got it. I ended up playing with this fucking dude who turned out to be a chick for like 3 days fucking straight. So, you know, I do like that. And I did notice that in the beta, you know what I mean? Like, every now and then someone would come along, play the mission with you, and then you'd fuck off, do your thing. They'd fuck off, do their thing. It didn't really discriminate.
No.
It was just like, oh, cool. People doing the same mission. Like, I did the same thing. I'd be wandering along. I'd see some cunt do a mission. I'd be like, oh, fuck it. I've got nothing on. I'll go fucking join you.
Yeah.
Sucked when they released, you know, the whole fucking day before it ended fucking shtick, because I was still wandering around just doing random shit, but... Yeah, no, I do like the game level from what I've seen of it. I just, if I'm going to go through all the bullshit of starting it over again, and I'm going to get a PS4 anyway.
I did get over that once I did get up to the moon missions.
Yeah.
Because once you do the first one, it's like, fucking oath. I'm at this level, I've got this fucking weaponry and armory and shit. I just fucking went for it. I'm probably, what, level 14?
And have you done...
a casual player.
And have you done any of the events yet? That they seem to be fucking pounding out at a pretty regular basis.
Unfortunately not. I've done a couple of random events.
Yeah, yeah.
And but not the organized ones.
Yeah,
like
not the scheduled
fucking. What they have on the moon? The fucking, the glass
cave or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah.
I didn't do that. There was a strike mission up last time I played it, but I didn't have time to do that.
All right, so what are you going to give this fucking game? What's your official Drunken Beersman rating?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
10 out of 10.
And to put it in grade school?
Fucking A.
A plus.
A plus. A plus.
Oh, my God. Holy shit, he's busted out the fucking Kahlua stain. God damn it. Yeah.
Fucking love it.
Yeah, no, fuck, I wasn't expecting anything fucking really less from it, I got to say. And
the only thing that annoyed me when... Because I got the special edition.
Yeah.
One of the codes was for the Vanguard Armory.
Yep.
And it's annoying as fuck. It says for, day one availability.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sweet. I'll get it for as soon as I start playing it. Nah. You had to reach level 5 before you could purchase it.
No. Oh, well,
it was available. I deleted it, and then I went and replayed the game, and it said level 20.
Yeah.
But it's just fucking annoying.
Hang on, so what, it was level 20 originally, and
level
it gave
20
you...
originally, and you didn't, obviously you didn't get it fucking level 20 on day one.
No.
Oh, no, sorry, scratch that, some people did.
Yeah, because...
By 10 o'clock that fucking night...
Yeah, I could imagine.
Yeah.
Fuckers with no lives.
Yeah.
God damn it, get a job, you fucking hippie! So, yeah, no, fuck, Destiny fucking gets an A+ from freaking JD, I'd probably have to fucking agree. Just going off the beta, even I got hooked on that fucking beta, man. I was kind of pissed when it ended. Moving on to a bit of TV. Oh fuck yeah, a bit of TV. Well, to something that's just starting to come out before we get into something that's ended.
Oh.
I meant to talk about this a couple of weeks ago, but Forever, which is an upcoming fucking drama on ABC.
Yeah.
Over in the States. It's a series about fuck, I never say his name right. It's like Yane Gravel. Mr. Fantastic from the other Fantastic Four movies.
Is that an I?
Yeah, he's Welsh. Oh. So it's all sorts of fucked up. Sorry to our Welsh listeners, but your shit's fucking whack.
Ian Grufford or
something. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Fantastic.
I had to get my blood out one for that one.
Mr. Fantastic. Like, I do like this actor, man. He wasn't so great in Fantastic Four, but like I used to watch him on Hornblower.
Yeah.
Which was like a period fucking drama that they did way back fucking when.
Mm.
And he was fantastic, and that is why I think I got so excited about Fantastic Four in the first place. That and Jessica Alba, because...
And then she gets naked.
Snack on that ass all
night long.
Even
though you can't see anything.
Yeah, well, fucker. Anyway, it's about a fella by the... He plays a character by the name of Dr. Henry Morgan, who's a medical examiner for the New York City, who, by all accounts, is immortal.
Huh.
So, like, the whole fucking hook is he, like, you know, fucking died on a ship way back fucking when, and he just sort of woke up again.
Cool.
And every time he dies, he keeps fucking reappearing in the closest body of sizable body of water. That's seems great. To be like the mechanic of the resurrection. You know, like, they do the scene, you know, he gets shot, gets tossed overboard, and it's like a dark and stormy night, and then he, like, comes to, and he's, like, fucking burst through the water. He's like, what the fuck? So, like, you know, every time he dies now, he'll just fucking, he'll die. And
turn
then
up into a bathtub.
No, he turns up in, like, the lake or the river or fucking whatever the fuck, butt naked.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so the whole reason he's a medical examiner is because he wants to study death so he can figure out why he can't die and maybe how to fucking die. So, like, by the time this comes out, it would have started fucking on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
So, a day ago, by the time you're probably listening to this, I suppose. But the pilot was released on the 26th of August.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, which is why I haven't really bothered talking about it, because I knew it was ages and ages and ages and ages, fucking ages away. Yeah, a month away.
In relative podcast.
Well, just land. In time relatively in general. So... You know, that's the basic fucking hook. And I mean, by the end of the episode, they've sort of set up their whole fucking arc. You know, he finds the sassy New York detective and
the love interest.
Yeah, and he's found, like, he's a bit of a Sherlock Holmes type sort of fucking character.
No way.
Yeah, because he's been around forever and a day and he fucking knows everything, so to speak. And, you know, if he's trying to figure out fucking what killed somebody, well, he'll just do that because he could die and it won't really hurt him. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, it has got a decent cast. It's nice to see Judge Hirsch in a bit of a fucking role.
Mm.
And he turns up as what we find out is his adopted son. So, like, there's this whole Highlander thing to it, too, which I quite fucking enjoy. Like, because Highlander's my guilty little fucking secret, man. I love Highlander. I really do. You know what I mean?
Guilty pleasure.
Yeah, well, it is. And I like, you know, I like that whole fucking fact. Because he's, you know, Judd Hirsch ain't young by any stretch. Mm. And he... You know, they play the whole fucking episode and he's his son and you get a bit of a backstory about, you know, this and that. And it ends up fucking coming to that he adopted Judd Hirsch. And that's why they're such close friends and blah, 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 blah. But he's the only person who knows the fucking secret. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it also stars Milana de la Garza as the detective Joe Martinez. And, you know, then you got a couple other detectives. Shit. Yeah. I mean, I'm reserving judgment on it a little bit.
Mm.
Mainly because, like, because he plays, like, the supremely confident fucking know-it-all. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just don't think fucking Gruffold's found his fucking wheelhouse just yet.
Yep.
Which is kind of weird because he's been in the fucking game for a very long time now. So, I don't know, man. I did enjoy it. I liked the concept, at least. I found out it was actually fucking very similar to another series that came out for 8 episodes called New Amsterdam.
You're right.
Yeah, it was the same.
Never heard of that.
Same, but neither have I. It was 8 episodes, and that was done. So whether it fucking gets a fucking decent run, I don't know. From the looks of it, it's only a 5-part season 1.
Yep.
That's
odd.
That is rather fucking odd. They're testing the waters a fair bit. I think probably because New Amsterdam sort of failed kind of miserably.
Maybe it's just a filler to the Oh, excuse me. The fucking...
Who knows? It very well could be a fucking filler, man. I don't know. I did enjoy it, though. Oh, it's definitely worth a fucking look. Like, if you like your fucking sort of sci-fi bullshit... Well, not sci-fi, but... You know, you like your sort of fucking slightly off-kilter sort of fucking shows and shit. Yeah, it's definitely worth having a look at.
Nice.
I'm going to keep watching it, at least until it does something to supremely piss me off. I like the hook that, you know, he's gone...
You say that, but then you still watch the second season of Under the Dome?
Oh, fucking, I'll get to that next week. God damn it. Fucking Lost 2.0. Fuck off. Anyway, I'm going to keep fucking watching it, man. I've decided. I had to watch it twice to sort of really figure out if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But it does have an interesting hook there. I will give it that. And the fact that he's, you know, if he's Sherlock Holmes, he's Moriarty, so to speak, is someone like him, which isn't really that big of a fucking shock, but interesting to see the interplay, you know? Like, it's one of those dichotomy of good and evil type fucking stories, I think, is where they're going to go with it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, he's using his fucking ability for good and fucking blah, 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 and trying to fucking better his life and the world in general, and old mate seems to be just a, you know, dirty, evil little fuckbag.
Who's that?
He's Moriarty. We don't know who it is. It's just a voice on the phone at this point.
Oh,
fair. I'll definitely give it a go, though. So, yeah, I'm not going to rate it because I've seen our pilot. But I'm definitely going to recommend to go out and fucking watch it. How's that sound?
Nice.
So, we'll go from that into something that actually did end this week, which is Extent.
Great show.
Oh, man. Just this quietly. Show not only has garnered fucking massive fucking... positive fucking ratings and reviews from fucking everybody. It's a great fucking show.
Fucking A.
It really fucking is. So, okay, so if you have been living under a fucking rock for the last, I don't know, fucking couple months, do you want to talk about it or?
No, you can lead the way.
Okay, so it's produced by Steven Spielberg, starring fucking Halle Berry as I think it's her first sort of steady TV fucking role.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
From memory, yeah.
As an astronaut who, you know, comes home after a bit over a year in space to find out that she's a couple months pregnant, which is a bit fucked, to say the fucking least. So it's set in the fucking near future, I suppose you could say.
Yeah.
It has got a really good cast, I've got to admit. Like I said, Halle Berry, who seems to wear the wrong bra for a lot of fucking physical fucking exercise in this particular show. Why not, indeed. But it also has our old friend Hiroyuki Sanada.
Yes.
He
seems to be in fucking everything these days.
Oh, fuck. And why not, man? He's a decent little fucking actor.
I just watched the fucking 47 rating the other day.
Yeah, he's in that. He was in fucking Helix. He was in fucking Lost. He's in fucking a shitload of shit, man. You look at his IMDb. The cunt's in fucking everything. You know what I mean? Fucking who else we got here? We got fucking... Now... This cunt. Now, it didn't quite work out how I wanted it, but Pierce Gannon.
Yeah.
What the fuck ever. Stars as Ethan Woods, who is like Halle Berry's and her husband's like robot son.
Yeah.
And I said at the start, I said when we first talked about this, this shit has got to go fucking sideways. You know, creepy fucking AI in a little kid's body is never going to work out well. Which it seriously looked like it was going to do for the longest time.
Yes.
He started like locking him out of his programming and being all creepy and shit. And then he ended up, you know, having a redeeming fucking moment.
A human moment.
Yeah, a human
moment. Sacrificed himself for his mother.
Yeah. Just to
spoilers.
fucking spoiler alert at the start of the episode. I think we're covered. But yeah, no, his fucking performance. If anybody's going to be an MVP of this whole fucking series.
It's him.
It's him, man. He plays creepy so fucking well.
Mm.
He really does. He creeped me out for the whole fucking 13 fucking episodes, man. I was just waiting. I was waiting for the whole, I can't let you do that, Dad. You know what I'm like, for fuck's sake. And when it looked like he was going to go like full on hell on everybody, he fucking did it in such an understated fucking way that was just, my God. And I'm not even going to try and pronounce Halle Berry's husband's name. It's like Goran Viznjic.
Yeah, I'd say Goran Viznjic.
Yeah, we'll say that. So he plays, you know, a fellow scientist. He's the one who created the robot boy that was going to go sideways but didn't quite. Fucking Michael O'Neill, it's always nice to see him get a bit of work.
Mm.
He plays, you know, Director Sparks. He's got some fucking... ulterior motive for sending her into space and what have you. I'm trying to fucking talk about it without giving too much away. But, yeah, no, look, man, I really fucking did enjoy this goddamn series. I really did.
So did I.
The fucking...
The ending fucking blew me out.
It did a bit, eh?
Turned into the fucking transcendent slash lawnmower, man.
Yeah, and I think that's why this show did so fucking well. Like, I'd have to fucking go back, listen to the original fucking... when we were originally talking about it, but it was... it reminded me back then of, like, AI cross fucking Space Odyssey cross fucking this and cross fucking that and cross a few different fucking things. You know what I mean? And it the whole way through it, it does it without seeming like it's copying or ripping shit off.
Yeah.
But it is very reminiscent of your favorite fucking sci-fis. It's like, and I mean, it's Steven Spielberg. So, like, you know, the dude knows what he's fucking doing. And I know there's been a period recently, at least, where he's fucking, like, you know, just been putting his name on shit, it seems. But this one, he seems... because this reminded me a lot, actually, of Taken.
I've never seen Taken, eh?
Oh, dude, you need to, like, set yourself a good 20 hours one weekend and just watch that shit from start to finish, man. It is fucking fantastic.
Taken the movie or Taken the series?
No, the series. It's the seven-part series that covered, I think it was three generations. It was the first time Spielberg had ever really dived into TV.
Yeah.
It was the whole fucking micro series before there was a micro series. Like, you know, they were doing it now with, what, True Detective and all that sort of shit.
Yeah.
He did it way back in, 2001? 2002, I think it was. And it covered this arc over, like, 60 fucking years. Three generations had it was a true ensemble fucking role. Like, you know the fella from the first episode of The Nick who blows his brains out?
Yep.
He was in it. Whole reason I got excited about The Nick in the first place was because he was in it.
It turns out he's not.
And then it turns out, no, he's not. But, yeah, fucking the dude from Clash of the Titans who ended up fucking in a wheelchair. The major white honky. I don't know.
I don't know.
I wasn't prepared to talk about Taken. I was prepared to talk about Extent. So I'm gonna fucking move right on. Yeah, no, if you haven't seen Taken, man, go fucking watch it. It is fucking a fantastic little fucking miniseries. Like, seven parts, but miniseries, yeah. Microseries, whatever. So, you know, this was a fucking very, very fucking similar in its style, I suppose you would say. Like, you can definitely see the hand of Spielberg fucking behind the fucking camera. Yeah. And the story, man, the characters are fucking complex. They're deep. They're fucking, you know, there's not that many left turns, but you don't need to necessarily have twists and turns everywhere. Are you listening, M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong? You don't need a twist all the fucking time. It can be a straight down the fucking line story with straight down the line characters and still be a good, enjoyable fucking ride.
Still fuck with people's heads.
Oh, just fuck with people's heads.
You don't need that many
life.
Fucking twists.
Like I said, it's a show about an alien fucking baby and fucking creepy little robot kids.
This didn't really twist that much for me because I was watching it with a very, very open mind.
Yeah.
Because I had no fucking idea what they were doing at the start.
Yep.
Still had no idea what they were doing halfway through. And that's what fucking hooked me where as soon as the episode finished, I'm like, fuck my life. I've got to wait another week.
Yeah.
Watch another episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I got disappointed every single fucking week.
Yeah.
In the fact that it ended.
It ended.
Not the TV series itself, just the fact that the fucking episode ended.
Yeah, no, it is fantastic. I cannot fucking talk about it enough. I really can't. I'm just looking to see if it's been fucking renewed. Like, you'd imagine it would have to be. Like, where it's ended, it would have to be fucking renewed.
Well, see, it ended in a way like Defiance did. Even if it doesn't get picked up for a second season, it didn't really leave too many doors open.
See, I like, disagree. I really do.
There's only three, maybe four that I picked up on with Sonata's character, what he's doing now.
See, I like the way they fucking tied his story up. He's not really necessary to come back.
No.
You know what I mean?
The little alien boy.
See, this is where it shat me, right? I was happy enough knowing that they fucking all got blown up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then to do this weird fuck knuckle transcendent thing with the little robot boy and then have, you know, the kid get picked up by random people on a fucking high. I'm like, why would you do that?
On a dark fucking bridge with no one else around.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that? If you're not sure if you're going to get... which makes me think it's got to have been renewed. But, I mean... Why the fuck would you do that? Why wouldn't you leave that for the opening fucking shot of season fucking two? Because now, if it doesn't get picked up, I'm going to have to hunt Steven Spielberg with a gun.
No.
I am, man. I want to know. Clearly, they're not done telling their story yet.
I know, but it
I want to see...
I feel happy enough.
I want to see creepy little Ethan back in a body.
Which isn't going to happen. I reckon you'll see his face everywhere, and he's going to get really fucking creepy. Because he's in all the technology now. And like we saw at the fucking end of it, on every single TV screen in the house.
Yeah, well, because they couldn't back him up, right? This is a problem, yeah. He advanced quicker than what they could
comprehend.
Account for.
Yeah.
So the whole point with the last episode was, you know, if you die, you're fucking dead, you know, what with the bomb that the douchebag put in you. Yeah? Serious spoiler territory, but anyway.
Fuck it.
But, you know, so that was fine. If he died, he died. Okay, cool. For him to turn around and just fucking upload his consciousness to the fucking net, so essentially...
But it doesn't actually tell you that he died. He died. Didn't actually tell you he died.
Look, man, I've read enough of these stories where, you know, fuckers get uploaded into the worldwide net and then they just go omniscient almost.
Yeah.
Like, there's a really good book, actually, if you want to fucking check it out. It's called Brain Jack. Which is basically the same fucking kind of fucking story. You know what I mean? Like, fucking this AI gets online. Oh, Skynet! It's fucking Skynet, man! This is how Skynet started. You know, an AI that fucking just lowjacked itself into every fucking computer on Earth. And, oh my God, now we've got Terminators. So it could still go sideways. I'm not giving up hope that this creepy fucking kid...
It won't go sideways.
You know, and that's not even mentioning...
It could get really fucking creepy because, like I said, he has access to everything now.
Yeah, and now you've got
like, you'd be in the fucking shower and your fucking mirror would turn on with his face. And you step out of the shower.
Mum, what are you doing?
Shut yourself.
Fuck off, idiot. I'm fucking getting dressed. And now you've got this whole Cain and Abel fucking thing set up. Because you've got the two kids...
Yeah.
...essentially on opposite sides of the fucking... of the board. What the fuck's going to happen? You know what I mean? You got the kid who doesn't age with the kid who's fucking advancing with some ulterior alien fucking motive. You know, what the fuck's going to happen? You know what I mean? Why would they do that? Just let it fucking end.
Maybe
10 minutes before it.
Maybe the whole reason that Halle Berry went up in that ship and, spoiler, blew up that other one was because the fucking kid felt not so much there's bad guys coming, we need to kill them. But he felt threatened that they're going to take over his fucking... Or spoil his fucking world domination.
And that's the thing. They never quite explained what the motivation behind this alien fucking presence was. You know what I mean? Like, it's clear that they've tried to get through before. Right? What's the motivation? Like, this kid, by the end of it, you don't know... Because it's clear that he's not looking out for dear old mums.
No.
I think. That's pretty clear. Well, I mean, like, I did watch the last couple pretty pissed.
The bit that confused me was when he was trying to get to Ethan and he got all fucking murderous.
So that's the thing. He's like, I got that. He's trying to stop them from stopping, you know, whatever the fuck was up there.
Maybe he knew that she was infected again.
Well, who knows? And who knows what the fucking fate of that infection is? They sort of flubbed that under the fucking couch too, didn't they? I'm infected. Okay, well, come back and go home. Take two aspirin, call me in the morning. What the fuck, man? If you're infected, bitch, after what this thing just fucking did, you're in lock the fuck down, or I'm going to send you back up in space and blow that shit to fucking smithereens. What the fuck? Why do that, man? It's fucking shit. Drives me nuts. On the whole, though, really good show. So what's your fucking official JD rating?
I'll give this one an A.
I've got to fucking agree. I got to agree. It is a solid fucking A. The only reason it's not getting an A+ is because I don't know if I'm getting a season 2.
We will.
They'd fucking want to.
We fucking will.
You hear me, Hollywood? You'd fucking want to, my god damn it. So help me. So that was extent...
Hashtag Shakespeare's.
Yeah, Shakespeare's. If not, that's a paddling.
You had to go there, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a paddling.
That's a bad one. So, finally, I thought we'd close out the show because we haven't fucking really fucking touched it. And we have had a couple of weeks off. I thought we'd do a bit of a Star Wars update, mate.
Oh, yeah?
It has been a fucking while.
It has been a while since we spoke anything about Star Wars.
Yeah, well, it was getting a bit fucking ridiculous there for a bit. I was just every
every second day, someone's like, "Oh, someone's been cast, and someone's been fucking
these photos caught got shooting leaked, these and this photos detail leaks got leaked,
and like, fucking whatnot and shit."
I mean, if shit pans out how it's been reported on the internet, the first half an hour of the fucking episode 7 is online.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then there's all the random shit, and then you got JJ fucking doing his mystery box bullshit, and so I thought I'd fucking leave it alone, but we've got a decent amount of fucking stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we're Star Wars fans. So fucking, we'll address the big elephant in the room first. The photos. One lucky motherfucker who has, from what I've heard, gone missing.
Has he?
Well, you know, he has, I suppose. Fucking amateur photographer whose name escapes me at this point was just going on a leisurely little flight over Greenham Common, which was a ex-fucking Air Force base over in Britain. Yep. Was actually home to the 501st missile fucking wing. Tactical missile wing, sorry. He snapped some of the best fucking pictures that has no doubt caused fucking JJ to fucking throw shit through walls.
And a giant fucking headache.
Oh, yes. I'd
be pissed.
Oh, yes. We have got
pictures. No wonder he's gone missing.
Of the fucking Millennium Falcon, which has been half built.
Yep.
Which, from what I fucking have gathered, they do it like that so they can still maneuver it around and shoot and do shit with.
Yeah. You don't need to see the other half of...
Well, if you're only shooting it from one fucking side, why would you want to see the other side? And it's got the cockpit side, so, like, you know what I mean? You can get 90% of what you're going to shoot as far as exteriors go.
Mm.
There's also been, in the same shot, there was also a rather sexy-looking X-Wing.
Yes, it was.
Which was black and orange, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit strange. Like, okay, so even though the canon's not canon anymore, right?
Yeah.
The color scheme fucking is very reminiscent to me of the Stealth X-Wings, or the Stealth X's, which turned up in the EU, which would be fucking cool. You know what I mean? Like, awesome. But also, in this old fucking, this old Air Force base, there's pictures turned up from other angles that show at least 3 to 4 X-Wing cutouts, which have been fucking left there, you know, all facing the same way. Which you would put there to, you know, later replace with CGI, I suppose. Because, I mean, it's not really fucking applicable or not really viable to build, like, 8 of the fucking things.
No, it's not. No.
But there's 2 at least. Like I said, there's the black and fucking orange one that we've seen.
Yeah.
And there's also a white and blue one in the same fucking shot. So, you know, which to me lends credence to the whole fucking, it's a Stealth X.
But they weren't going to do anything with the EU.
Well, no, they didn't. This is what's been shitting me with it, yeah? They've said anything you've read after isn't exactly canon, but that's not to say we're not going to fucking cherry-pick from the canon.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what I mean? You could still see elements from the EU turn up. And I mean, like, you're talking about something that's, fuck, hundreds of fucking books. It's fucking almost 30 fucking odd years.
Mm.
Of written fucking literature on fucking what and which and which and how. The only things that really count as far as canon now is everything that comes out after Disney brought it. So, like, A New Hope.
Yeah.
Which was the book I talked about last week, which you should really fucking read, by the way. Just fucking quietly. And Tarkin, which comes out in November, I think. All about fucking Grand Moff Willif Tarkin. Read the excerpt of that. That looks fucking cool too. And, like, you know, Rebels and all the games. Like, everything now is canon. They're just not so... Yeah, not so fucking, you know, sort of disconnected from each other. You know what I mean? Where fucking people could just do what they fucking wanted. And it was okay, sort of kind of thing. So, yeah, I don't know, man. It's going to be fucking interesting to see how the fuck it all comes together. But, oh, man. Fucking, I am loving... What's going on between Zack Snyder and fucking J.J. Abrams at the moment, eh?
Oh, no, hey.
It's been a golden bumper week if you're a fan of your little mashups.
What's the hashtag? Fucking Star Wars versus Batman versus Superman?
Star Wars v. Batman v. Superman.
Yeah.
Hashtag, I suppose you want to fucking put it at the start of that. Oh, I don't know, these people and their Twitters. So, anyway, there's a little Twitter war, Twitter battle, whatever you want to fucking call it, between the two of them. This week has been a golden week because, like I said, got... The stormtrooper getting arrested stealing the Batmobile.
Yeah.
And then JJ, not to be outdone, what did he release? The Hunk of Junk video. Yeah, I showed you this. That's what he called it, the Hunk of Junk. Nice. I'll show you this just before we started, hey. The fucking... It's beautiful, man. I like this video just only... If only for the fact that it's got the whole pan and scan of the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, it doesn't look beautiful.
Looking fucking exquisite. And then it pans up and there's a tiny little Batmobile fucking jammed into a fucking part of it there somewhere. Which I just thought was fucking fantastic. It's going to be great, especially if it fucking somehow makes its way into the final cut of the film.
Oh, wouldn't fucking people go, no,
I would fucking lose my shit in the cinema. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man. Fuck, it would be great. And actually, on the note of JJ, in his little mystery box fucking bullshit, did you notice the fucking the background of the picture where he tweeted out about the Apple Watch?
I saw the background, but what?
Okay, so if you have a look at the original trilogy, I suppose only really fucking A New Hope, I suppose.
Yeah.
You look at that, specifically look at the Death Star.
Yeah.
And the corridors in the Death Star.
Yeah.
And have a look at the reflections on the glass table with which he's holding the note on. Very fucking Death Star. Very Death Star. So, considering everything that he tweets out in these little mystery box fucking tweets is in the fucking movie, what do you reckon? Does that mean we're getting another Death Star?
Be fantastic if it did.
Oh, man. I'd lose my shit. More than the Batmobile. I would lose my shit. Fuck, it would be great.
Surely they're going to have another one.
Well, like I said...
It's not Star Wars without Darth Vader. It's not Star Wars without him and his Death Star. It's not Star Wars without the fucking... Well, it will be after this episode without Luke Skywalker.
See, with all them fucking off with the EU canon, right, which basically saw the Empire go away.
Yeah.
And the Rebels basically win off the back of that one little battle. And then you hear all these rumors that, no, the Empire didn't fucking lose, so to speak.
They just went into hiding and built their army again.
Well, not even that. It's more the fact that you really can't destroy a galactic empire with one fucking battle. You know what I mean? Like, they explained it pretty well in the EU in the sense that most of the fleet was there.
Mm.
But, you know, and what with the loss of leadership through the Empire and shit. You know, it took a while, but they got there. But, like, you know, if the Empire didn't go away, why wouldn't they build another Death Star?
Exactly.
You know, like, it's
probably even bigger and better.
I mean, it's confirmed that there are stormtroopers in here.
Yeah.
So that they means the
sick,
Empire.
By the way.
It means the Empire. It has to. And why the fuck wouldn't you turn around and build another fucking weapon of mass destruction, the likes of which have never been fucking seen before.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be stupid not to. You know what I mean? This isn't sunshine. It doesn't take all of the fucking planet's fucking resources to do it because, you know what, they've got many planets to fucking call upon. So, oh, man. I don't know. What do you reckon? Would you like to see another Death Star in the fucking...
I'd love to see another Death Star.
In the new trilogy?
Fucking oath.
Oh, fuck yeah, it'd be sweet.
Like I said, it wouldn't be Star Wars without a Death Star.
Oh, no. No, it wouldn't be. And the final big bit of news I want to talk about is it looks... Now, this got me a little bit confused. I'll give you the hook straight up. Looks like Obi-Wan Kenobi might be getting his own spin-off film.
Yeah, cool.
Which I'm down for. You know what I mean? I am excited about it, if it's true.
Is it an origin story or...?
Well, this is where it gets a bit funny, right? Because, okay, fuck it. I'll start from the beginning. Okay. Yeah? I can't see too much to this. Basically, where people are getting their fucking excitement from is two fucking quotes, right?
Mm.
Last year, Bob Iger did an interview with CNBC. You know, Bob Iger is a big heavy over at Disney. And he said, well, we're exploring very seriously with George the acquisition of Lucasfilms. This is before they brought it.
Yeah.
The idea of producing a few so-called standalone films that were not part of the overall saga came up. And we discussed, not in great detail, a few of the possibilities. What I can confirm today is that those possibilities are becoming more real, and they are now creative entities that are working on. There are now creative entities that are working on developing scripts for what would be those standalone films. Right?
Mm.
Well, duh. Like, they ended up buying Lucasfilm, and then, you know, they announced at least three standalone films, but they've announced, you know, they've also announced at various stages the thing that they want to do a Star Wars movie every year. You know, they really want to fucking do the Marvel method and.
Yeah.
Have a fucking Star Wars film every fucking year. Yeah. You know what I mean? And there's only so much story you can go with those that initial fucking main storyline. And like I said, we've already got three. We know we're getting a Boba Fett movie. We know we're getting a Han Solo movie. And we know we're getting a Red 5 movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's definitely happening. This, they people seem to be projecting this past that initial fucking slate. Now, Ewan McGregor came out in an interview and said, you know, he's definitely fucking keen to do more in the Star Wars universe.
Mm.
And if they wanted him, he's there. Right? He then elaborated it on MTV.
So he was in all of the Clone Wars?
He was in all the Clone Wars. He's going to turn up from time to time in Rebels, like as the connective tissue, so to speak. Like, he's the one who's going to sort of give legitimacy to it all.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And like, oh my God, like, you've seen a couple of trailers, and I showed you the line I like, where he's like, the Jedi and the Republic have fallen. Like, oh my God, man. Holy fuck. Got me so fucking, got me all fucking geek wet.
I don't want to know about that.
But like, you know what I mean? He is a consummate fan.
Mm.
He always has been. His uncle was in Star Wars. He fucking loves the character.
Who was his uncle?
Oh, I think Alec Guinness.
Really?
I think. I can't quite remember. Don't call me out on my Greek geek fucking knowledge, you bastard. But you know what I mean? But he is a true die-in-the-wall fucking Star Wars fan. You know what I mean? And he is probably the best thing about the prequel fucking trilogy. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. He fucking just fucked the shit out of that role. You know what I mean? Like, there was no mannequin bullshit. He fucking dealt with what he was dealt with, and he just made Obi-Wan come the fuck alive. You know what I mean? And like, I admit, I'm a bit biased because Ewan McGregor is one of my favorite fucking actors. You know what I mean? Like, I just fucking love him in just about everything he fucking does. But, you know, he ended up expanding on that first little fucking snip on MTV where he said, you know, in reference to maybe doing a movie between Eps 3 and 4.
Yep.
Because that's the age he's at now. You know what I mean? He's in that perfect age where he could do that story. And he agreed. He said, I think it's a good idea. The only bit that I could get away with doing is after the last one I made, episode 3, before Alec Guinness, because he's got the respect there for the trilogy, who played Obi-Wan in the original films. And that's the period where he's in the desert. That might be my window there to tell that story. I don't know what he did in the desert. We could make some shit up. Could be quite exciting. I'd be up for it for sure, of course. Of course he fucking would, man.
Fuck yeah.
He fucking loves Star Wars. He loves fucking Obi-Wan. And he fucking does it so goddamn well. He really fucking does, man. I would fucking love to see an Obi-Wan movie.
Fuck yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I really fucking would. And he does.
Really, really paid homage to, what's his name? Alec Guinness?
Yeah, that's what I mean. He has got the ultimate fucking respect for what came before. And to step into Alec Guinness's shoes is a pretty big fucking thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And he did it with such respect and fucking reverence that it was almost seamless. And, you know, you could really fucking believe in this make-believe fucking world that is who he was back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, desert living must have been hard because there's, what, fucking 20 years between Ep 3 and Ep 4.
Yeah, yeah.
And he aged, like, 40 years. But, who cares? He did it well. You know what I mean? So, fuck, Jesus Christ.
There's 30 or 40 years between a fucking whole story, you could tell.
But yeah, it was like 20 years, because what, fucking Luke was 20? 18 or 20, something like that?
I don't know.
In New Hope?
I don't know.
My God, I've got to educate you.
I'm educated, I just can't fucking think off the top of my head.
So, what do you reckon about a Kenobi film, man?
I'd dig it.
Fuck yeah.
If it was Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, it would have to be Ewan McGregor. Yeah. They couldn't change the fucking actor. I mean, he's already said he's up for it, so, you know, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. He's going to be a part of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that tickled my fancy something fucking fierce. I was like, fuck yeah. Love it. Love it, man. I love it.
Yeah, I'd be keen.
So, finally, I thought I'd give a quick little update on Star Wars Rebels.
Because,
You know, I just finished reading the book and what have you. And it's only, what, about...
Yeah, you fucking bookworm.
It's only about a week and a half away now. October 3rd.
Yeah.
It's not that fucking long, man.
It's not. Not that long at all.
I mean,
2 weeks.
They have released a shit ton of shit. Like, there's been that many spots and character highlights and fucking extended trailers. Like, the first 7 minutes has been fucking released. And they did it themselves, which I think is fucking great. Like, they've drummed up that much fucking excitement for this series. And, you know, they're fighting an uphill battle because it is on a Disney channel. Like, it's not, you know, fucking, we'll just let them do their thing. This is Disney. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people worried about it, but then you can point out Marvel.
Well, you know...
And Marvel's doing great. And
from there is a distinct look difference in the look between Clone Wars and Rebels. That when I was watching the extended trailer for the movie that they're bringing out to release it.
Yeah, which is... Yeah.
Yeah. It looks a lot more Disney-ish.
Yeah,
in
like
the fact that it looks a lot... Yeah, it looks a lot more child-friendly and cartoony, so to speak.
And I mean, like, especially if you do read the book and then you watch the first 7 minutes, like, you can definitely tell it's been Disney-fied.
Yeah.
But I'll still watch it, I think. Like, I'm a little bit worried about the fact that... Oh, I should probably go back to that movie thing they've announced. They've announced that they're going to open the Rebel series with a movie.
Yeah.
Sort of a la Clone Wars, which is kind of scary because... The whole reason I didn't end up watching Clone Wars at all was because of that fucking movie. I couldn't do it. I've tried that many times to watch that fucking movie and I just can't fucking do it. You know what I mean? Everybody fucking told me, you know, just watch the series. It's okay. It grows. It gets better. It gets better. It gets better. I just can't do it.
It does.
I just can't do it, man. I don't. The movie has fucking prejudiced. Has fucking just put that much of a bad taste in my mouth. I just can't do it anymore.
But it's good. I put it on for my boys, and despite the fact that at the start of every episode, you've got this guy talking like this, and what happened in the previous episodes, and blah!
Really, previously, on Clone Wars.
Yeah, and over ecstatic fucking monologue.
Yeah, and like the storyline with frogs and fucking what have you.
No, I enjoyed Clone Wars.
Like, I mean, if it's on, and I'm flicking through and it's on, I'll sit down and I'll watch it until I'm told to turn it off, but I just can't quite bring myself to sit down and fucking...
Watch it from start to finish.
Binge it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just can't bring myself to do it because of that fucking movie. Every time I watch it, that movie just sits binge in the back it. Of my
mind. It's not really in the... I guess you could say an adult... Kind of.
Well, I mean, by all accounts, it gets more mature because it grew with its audience, which is cool. But like, I don't know, man. I've got to get past. This is like Arrow, I think. I've just got to get over myself.
Yep. You do.
And just fucking.
You better hurry the fuck up because it comes out in October.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It and Flash. Oh, and Constantine, I think.
And Gotham.
And Gotham, for fuck's sake.
And, oh, actually, fucking. Just quickly while we're on the note of fucking DC. Fucking Supergirl's coming.
Yes.
On CBS.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, fucking from what I've heard, right, or from what's been reported at least in multiple fucking places, so I'm not going to fucking name one particular source.
Mm. Google it.
DC has decided that instead of trying to keep everything in one continuity, sort of like Marvel, they're going to bring the multiverse to the screen.
Yeah, cool.
Which is a very fucking ambitious thing to do. I've got to give them credit for that. That's fucking ambitious, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, if you don't read comics, what the multiverse is basically what it fucking is, right? Because you've got all these different comics written, all these different time periods, all these different authors and shit, instead of trying to fucking jam them all into one cohesive fucking story, what they decided to do way, way, way back when is create a multiverse. Now, Marvel and DC both do this to the point where, you know, you've got like your Golden Age Superman, for instance, he might be on Earth 3.
Yeah.
And then you've got, like, the modern Superman is on Earth 1 and all the rest of it. And DC fucking did a smart thing a year or two ago now and just imploded the universe and created the new 52.
Yeah.
Which is what all the stories have been written as now, which is, you know, there's 52 fucking... 52 characters and there's, like, 52 Earths, I think.
Yeah, 50... there's a zero and I think there's 51. Turns out there's 52, but they call Earth...
Yeah, there's
the
like
very
Earth
first
zero.
One, Earth Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Fucking, who is it? Morrison, I think, is doing a whole multiversity fucking thing at the moment, which is, from all accounts, really confusing, which would make sense because it's Morrison who's done more drugs than Keith Richards. So, anyway, it looks like that's the route they're going to take. That's why you can have, like, Green Arrow on the big screen who's different from, you know, Arrow. And then you can have, like, you know, fucking Dr. Fate turn up in Constantine when he's already turned up in Smallville and fucking... It's all just different Earths. But, cool.
Yeah.
At least the female superhero is making it onto the fucking screen and staying there. You know what
Fuck
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they tried with Wonder Woman, but when you get the guy who did the practice to do Wonder Woman, of course it's going to fucking fail.
Duh.
So
Gal Gadot is still going to fail as Wonder Woman.
I'm reserving judgment. I think she's going to be all right.
No.
The super high skirt and the platform with fucking shoes.
I just pray to fucking God that Xena costume that she put on is the beginning of her story and ends 5 minutes later.
Why you got to be like that?
Seriously? Go back to our fucking Twitter feed or our Facebook feed and find the picture.
I know you don't like it.
It is fucking Xena. Skinnier.
Well, you know what? She's a fucking Amazonian.
I know, but get it some originality fits. For fuck's
it
sake.
It fucking fits. God, reality. Reality. You want to talk to me about
originality,
reality?
I said.
Oh, originality. Well, look, it fits with the style. God damn it.
Yeah, I just hope that they pay better homage to the fucking original costume.
There's two things that bug me
like
with that
they
costume.
Are with fucking Superman and Batman.
There's only two things that bug me with that costume.
Oh, no, maybe not Batman. Superman.
There's only two things that bug me with that costume.
What?
One, the platform shoes.
Yeah, how the fuck is she supposed to run?
So fucking stupid. And B, a strong breeze, and you're going to have every dog from fucking 3 miles going, oh, someone's on fucking heat. Oh, my God, how short is that fucking skirt?
I know.
God damn
not
it,
that
man.
I'm complaining about that. It's just they got to pay better.
Oh, well, like the male in me. Is like, yeah. The dad in me is like, no. Go put some fucking track pants on. Don't ever fucking take them off and put a fucking sweater on while you're at it. God damn it. See, you got boys. You don't have to worry about this sort of fucking female role model shit.
I've just got to worry about them impregnating bitches.
Yeah. I got daughters, man. Fuck. This is why I'm actually fucking looking. This is why I'm really hoping Tusk is as good as what it, fucking I'm hearing it is.
Mm.
Because if Tusk is really, really good, that means Jaeger Hoses is going to be really, really good. And from all accounts, it's going to be a fucking decent role model for teenage girls.
Yeah, nice.
At least that's what he's planning anyway. Kevin Smith has come out and said he wants a movie out there that's a role model for his 14-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
So he'll make a movie with his 14-year-old daughter. Why the fuck not?
Why not?
Yeah, that and Johnny Depp's daughter, because, you know. Yeah, why not? I suppose. Like, good on him, though. Like, fucking really, good on him. Because when you think about it, okay, just to jump on the dad fucking hat for a minute.
Yeah.
There is no fucking movies, really, that I can fucking point my daughters at and go, okay, this will be a good role model for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There really fucking isn't. And that's kind of fucking sad in today's fucking society. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we can look at Wonder Woman, but she's basically a big bitch with big tits.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Which is cool for us, but not so much for them.
Yeah.
And, like, even Gal Gadot, like I said, platform shoes and the skirt so high that fucking I could damn well see the legs of a clitoris. Fuck me, rain. Tickle. You know, great for me.
Jesus.
Not so great for my fucking, you know, 10-year-old daughter, so to speak. No. You know what I mean? Like, here, sweetheart, this is a role model. No, it fucking isn't. Dress responsibly, you fucking hoe. Like, yeah, I'm all down for fucking female empowerment and all the rest of it, but.
Yeah.
You don't have to dress like a hoe to be fucking powerful. You know what I mean? Like, even Doctor Who, right? My kids love Doctor Who.
Mm.
And they don't treat their women like fucking objects. Yeah?
Mm.
But they're still fucking second fiddle. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to see fucking how Tusk and, by extension, Jaeger Hoses turns out.
Yeah, nice.
But now that I've drunkenly rambled shit about fucking being a dad to daughters for a while, it's time to fucking end this shit show on wheels. So, brother, where can they find us?
They can find us at www.thedrunkenbeardsman.com, where you will find every single link to our Facebook, Twitter, and Stitcher Radio, iTunes. If you want to leave us an email, head over to the contact page.
Or if you
fill out the form.
If you don't want to bother us, what's our email address?
Our email address is mailbag@thedrunkenbeardsman.com.
Yes, and we're still collating results from episode before last, Chewbacca vs. Obi-Wan debate. Well, we will have an answer for you next week as to who's winning either a six-pack or a nice bottle of something. Probably cheap and fucking nasty that's easy to send by air.
and gets through customs.
Yeah. So, that's our show for this week. Make sure you fucking give us a bit of a like and say hello. We're always happy to say hello back. I'm Drunkle Dan.
I'm JD.
Until next week.
Stay beauty.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Just close your eyes and touch me in the beard. It won't bite. You and my beard are gonna have a really nice time. My beard, it's waiting for you. And girl, you know I want you to. So put your hand up in my beard and see what you can find.
You don't have to be scared.
Just touch it, baby, yeah.
All my facial hair.
Just put your hand right there.
There's magic in the air.
You darling, yeah, you really want to touch it. For reasons you can't understand. It so much, so baby, just retouch your hand
and touch me in the bed. Go ahead and touch me in the bed. I want you to hold it, stroke it, put your head inside and say goodbye to all your fears.
Just close your eyes and touch me in the bed.
Thanks for listening. This has been a production of R vs R Media. Theme song is Touch Me in the Beard and is provided with much gratitude by The Beards. Find more of their stuff at www.thebeards.com.au. Remember to go ahead and check out the website at www.thedrunkenbeardsman.com, where you'll find all our booze reviews, rants, and previous episodes of the podcast.
Tingles up and down your spine, tears well up, emotions flow. Don't be scared, just let it all go. This is the moment dreams come true, so do I want to do.